This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 121 for Thursday, October 27th. Ice canola futures are turning lower in choppy trading on Thursday due to a lack of support from Chicago soy oil. The sparsely traded November canola contract drops $32 at $904.30 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract gives up $4.20 at $872.10 per ton, and the March contract loses $2.70 at $877.60. There are increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are also higher. Global crude oil prices are higher as well, but are fading and taking away support from vegetable oils. The first notice day for November futures is October 31st, with trading in the nearby November canola contract dwindling. Although crush margins remain very large, they are beginning to pull back. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 73.97 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.72. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales of about 533,000 tons of wheat for the week ending October 20th. That comes above market expectations. However, corn export sales are below trade predictions at 264,000 tons. Soybean export sales are nearly 1.03 million tons and within trade expectations. Soy meal is at the low end of projections at 217,000 tons, while soy oil is slightly above guesses at 2,500 tons. Extremely low water levels on the Mississippi River continue to hamper grain movement in the U.S., especially to Gulf ports. The U.S. plains are forecast to see scattered and isolated showers today. The eastern side of the Midwest is also to see rain, but the western side is to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The November contract gains 10 cents at $14.04 per bushel. December soy oil falls back nearly 2/10 of a cent at 73.26 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal at $6.20 at $4.14.90 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the December contract slipping a half cent at $6.84.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with its December contract nudging up 1.5 cents at $3.58. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago December tacks on 7 cents at $8.48. Kansas City December rises 4 cents at $9.45. And Minneapolis December is up 2 cents at $9.54. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.